But you remained focused until the end to do well what we want to do. That means respect our collective game and defend well together. And overall, that is the most pleasing. In the end, of course, you cannot predict that you will score 5 goals, but we look always dangerous when we go forward.
Paul Lambert told us that one of the things that annoyed him about the game was the fact that his side showed an attitude which, an acceptance to lose the game. Were you impressed with the fact that you were ruthless and took advantage of that?
Yes, I believe I can understand his disappointment, but I think he's a bit harsh with his team. Until 2-0, they gave us a good a game, you know, and it's true that the head dropped a little bit at 2-0, but until then it was not an easy game and his team produced effort, and I would not be as negative as that.
Ertzl coming back, scoring, Walcott back in the team, scoring, Giroud slowly but surely now getting back into the groove of things and scoring goals again. That must be a massive boost going into the last 15 games of the season for you.
Of course, and we had Chamberlain out, Sanchez out, Welbeck out, you know, going forward. No matter who you select, you're wrong. And no matter who you select, you're right as well, because they all deserve to play. So that is, of course, very positive.
7 wins in your last 8 games now. What's the limit of your ambition? Where are you sort of heading towards, do you think?
I don't know. We are 11 points behind Chelsea. That means we want to get as close as possible and win our next game. After that, Chelsea is 4 games ahead, basically, of us, you know. But let's get as close as possible and give our best in every single game.
But that's where you're setting your sights.
Look, you cannot be manager of Arsenal Football Club and say we want to look behind, you know. We have 42 points. We don't need to look behind. What is important is to look in front. We are not scared to go down. We want to be as high as possible. And the highest team you look up is Chelsea. But by the moment, too far for us. But let's give our best and see how high we can finish. It's a big battle in the top 4. Everybody has quality. Everybody, and you will need to be consistent to be in there.
Seems like a refreshing change to come to the Emirates and not hear so many people complaining about this, that and the other. That must be nice for you.
Look, my job is to make people happy. When I don't do it, I'm really sad. And when I do it, I'm happy as well. My happiness depends on that. But I believe what people want to see is potential, enjoyment, and go home and think they have seen a great game with an Arsenal team they can be proud of, and I hope they go tonight home and have that feeling.
Do you feel in your water almost that you're in one of these runs now, in one of these grooves that your Arsenal teams have got into over the years?
Look, that will depend on our defensive stability, and to be consistent you need first to have that. At the moment it looks all right. Let's show we can do that in our next game. And I believe that it is our desire.
And so so for Tottenham next week, it must feel that to go to White Hart Lane, you're in a good frame of mind.
We are in a good frame of mind, that's for sure. And so let's prepare for the battle and for a big game.